with you very subtly. He does may not want to, but it gets bound because he is very, his very existence is that I am Siddhartha, I am Nada, I am this person. And so even when he does not want to bind, very subtle subatomic particles get connected, and a sense of an account of revenge and vengeance, where V-E-Y-R is the Gujarati word, is bound at the subatomic level, at the subatomic particle level, and the causal. Now Deepak Bhai is saying, if somebody wants to ask a question, please ask now. Ask the questions if you want to. And he's waiting. Where have you come from? Deepak Bhai is asking somebody in front. Have you come from Rajkot? Have you... Yes, have you... Deepak Bhai is just talking to somebody here while he's awaiting. Okay. Okay, somebody coming in. Just saying, Jai Sachidana, no questioners yet. Okay, lady, asking question. She is reading from some... If you see a milestone, 15 milestone, so if you say it, see it again, then you'll know that you have seen it before. So we have that energy within you. So, will you please explain? Okay, supposing we have this inner intent. Doesn't the mirror have the ability to see that what that is reflected in the... So in front of the mirror, whatever subatomic particles come, the mirror has the energy to see it all. In the same way, so when the self enters into the vibhav that I am Siddharth, then it creates the energy of the subatomic particles to be able to charge anything, to see anything, if you will. Just supposing you raise your fist in front of a mirror, can you not see? At instantly we will see the fist, is it not? Because there is a monitor in front of me, if I raise my hand, I can see it immediately being raised. And so the nature of the self is such that it can really see anything that it gets created in the relative. And so if you become still, then the external becomes still. It is like, so these subatomic particles of the external universe are nothing but our own projections. Once we become still, they will become still. It is like the mirror. The more you raise in front of the mirror, the more you will see it in front of the mirror that you are. Now let's give you another example. Supposing, if you take a steel glass and put some ice cubes in it, then what will happen? Outside, the condensation will form. But why did the water form outside? And then when you put it on a piece on a table, the condensation will happen and it will start going down into, and then it will little trickle of water, and then it will make a pool of, a little puddle of water, and then it will go this way. So, but you were only, it was only your ice that was discharging, the ice cube. But you get the dew outside and then the water, everything. So this is all. And then there is a little puddle of water and then it will slowly start flowing. And you wonder, who did this thing? Nobody did it. So it is the internal cold that automatically creates condensation outside in the same way. In the same way, the vibhavik gnan, the external gnan, externalized knowledge, the externalized knowledge energy of the S capital self charges new particles in the subatomic level and creates, and creates these things. So in other words, if the more it condenses inside, the more the water forms outside. This is how. So then, and then how did it happen? This is the energy of the original thing that is inside the glass, but it is an energy that is now comes into contact with the external environments, and therefore a new energy is formed, which is, and therefore then it has got roop, ras, gandh, and sparsh. It has got form. It has got taste. It has got touch, and it has got rup ras, gandh, and sprash, and smell. And this is the vibhavik shakti. This is the externalized energy of the self when it comes into contact with the non-self complex of this external world. Dada Shri says, I have seen it. I have seen it in my kevad gnan, in my real absolute gnan that arose within me in Surat in 1958. So in other words, nobody is the doer here. It simply just happens. Is it? In other words, that which had arisen, the putgal, the non-self complex that had arisen with beautiful baby teeth, becomes an old man with very old teeth which are barely hanging by their roots, and then they fall off. So this is an externalized non-self complex, this putgal, the puran galan, that which fills in and that which empties. It is. These are all rupee parmanus. They can be experienced through the five senses, and they form, and this is the greatest miracle, they form, and then just like the water dew drops outside, they condense in the water, and then it falls off. In fact, really, the self cannot do anything. It is just a self lying in the steel glass, creates everything outside. He is not the doer. The external body simply happens. It is the nature. And so, depending on, then he says, beyond that entry into that non-self world, as I am Siddharth becomes the ego, which says, I am a man, I am a woman, I want to be a man, I want to be a woman, I want a woman, I want a man, etc. And so it just goes on and on and on externally. So there is really no doer. It is the science of the Parmanus, the science of the subatomic particles. So therefore, what we are doing in the Namaskar Vidhi, in the Blue Book of the Charan Vidhi, etc. By recitation of these very beautiful words that bring on the absolute and the topmost purest Parmanus, so you negate the external ones, which are really, when you say I'm ajanma, I'm selfless, I'm beyond pain, I'm formless, I'm eternal, etc., are negating those external Parmanus that are actually say, I am with form, I am living, I am dying, etc. So the internal ice is saying that I am going to contain myself in the ice only, and I'm not concerned with that which is happening outside, because that is not myself, that is the reflection in the mirror. I am the solid state, ice only, of pure state of the self only. So that is the relative photograph. The real photograph is what you realize is what you do in the Charan Vidhi and the Gnan Vidhi. That is a phenomenal thing. It is an extraordinary thing, because despite being in the relative reality of the non-self complex, you are with that. If you become instilled in who you are, in the S capital self, you will with a definite guarantee attain moksha. You will not charge a single new parmanu, because you know that it is happening as a condensation outside. It is not yours. Lord Parshvanath, somebody's interrupting, but he says, Lord Parshvanath, and he says, remained in the pure, when he was, it says Lord Parshvanath, the previous Tirthankar number 23, did not attain moksha because he remained in the auspicious bhav, in the good bhav, but he did not attain moksha. And then when he arrived into the shuddha, which is beyond the good and the bad, then he attained moksha. So this is the discovery of Gnani Purush Dadashri. As he looks at the Sikh science and the Vignan and the history of all of those Tirthankars, and at a collective level, the knowledge of the 24 Tirthankars is given to you, and this is what you have received in the Gnan Vidhi, and this is what we are discussing in Satsang with Deepak Bhai. You all are going to go to moksha, final liberation, in 2 to 3 more lives. Can you imagine that? No more reason to enter the body again. All right, so do you understand? Okay. Yes, do you hear? Are you understanding? He says, yes, I do. Okay, so now that question was answered very beautifully. We will discuss it. So Deepak Bhai, what is power chetan? What is power chetan? Power energize. Power Chetan means there is an original Chetan, the original energy of the life energy of the S capital self, and then there is this batteries of the mind, speech and body that are charging in the non-self complex, which is the three batteries, the battery of the mind, the battery of the speech and the battery of the action. That is energizing of the cells, if you can imagine those rechargeable batteries. That is what it is, charging and discharging and charging and discharging. Power Chetan is at the subtlest level. Power Chetan means I am Raju, I am Siddhartha. So when you say I am Siddhartha, I am Nada, you are charging new cell, the new energy into the new cell, because that which is happening in front of you through these five senses is the discharge of these three batteries. But in all of that, to say that I am doing it, it is mine, this is happening to me, is the recharging. Of course, it doesn't happen to us again if we remain in the five agnas. So you are saying that where the and so once you charge, when you say Jai Sachidanand in an audio tape, then once it gets recorded, the recording is called the charging. But at that time, so when the speech is going on, if you say that there is, a living man is saying that I am saying it, I am saying these words, so he charges, he does a life installation, a pratishtha, into a new subatomic particle causal body level for an effect in the next life. I can't hear what he's saying. Okay, Deepak Bhai also didn't hear. Let's see. Kurtisa, some written question here. Yeah, okay.
I have a question in Dadavani, April 1997.
April 1997, Dadavani.
On page 7.
Okay, so if you read each one of those words of the words that is in the Dadavani, step by step, word by word, then you can, if you see the words of the Dadavani in front of you, that is a very good thing. And if you can see what is Dada Shri is trying to tell us, he says, then the simple answer is read with awareness. Yesterday when we said, when you read Dadavani, you read with Dadavani. So when you are counting $100 or 100 euro notes, would your attention go anywhere else? When you're counting 100 euro notes, would your attention go anywhere else? In the same way, when you're reading Dadavani, you should have the same kind of intensity of awakened awareness, focused awareness, that's called focused jagruti, upayog purvak. Yog, union of mind, speech and action, and a higher beyond that, a state beyond that, upayog purvak. And so, if I am pure soul, the reader is reading, I am watching it, the chit is present, the ego is there, your chit is not flying away elsewhere, and you are present there, you are not wandering off. And Deepak Bhai says that even toilet you have to go with awareness. You cannot just sit on the toilet and be singing. You have to pay attention to, you know, the bowels when you are defecating. In the same way, when you are eating, you have to pay attention to what you are eating with upyog and chewing, etc. So when I read the Charanvidhi, many times the mind is thinking of different thoughts. What should I do at that time? The mind is thinking other thoughts when I am reading Charanvidhi. What should I do? So then I said, let me read the Charanvidhi first. Let me set a certain time. Can I set it? Yes, set it so that you are more focused, period. You have unity in thought, speech and action when you are reading the Charanvidhi. That is the ascent. Kruti. Is Kruti Shah here? Somebody has sent a written email question, which by the way, when you are away, you too can do. Somebody from Raleigh, North Carolina. I took the Gnan for 2 years, from you 2 years ago. And what? How do I do pratikram? I can do pratikraman for the living ones. How can I do pratikraman for those who are dead and who have gone away? He says, no, they have not gone away. They have just another body, so they can receive your subatomic particle vibrations and messages. Yes, sir. Therefore, they have a soul, they have a causal body, and they have a physical body. When you invoke them, even though they have left this world, you can certainly send your positive vibrations, your highest prayers, your highest pratikramans to them, and wash off any residual accounts. So, I can recall the name of the same person who has died? Yes, yes. Say, dear pure soul, who is separate from Mary so-and-so. So whatever is negativity, all the various nine column dosh, and all the nine column faults that have happened, you can do on the basis. It is on the basis of that person. When you think about it, if that person has been hurt, then that soul can bind revenge with you, a connection with you, to come back, to pay you back in the next life. And therefore, you can send a silent message to the pure soul of the person who has passed away and say, my dear Lord, within who is separate from this body of so-and-so, say, Mary, please forgive me. This was not my intent. Please forgive me, and I will never do it again. And so, Deepakbhai, that matter is over. Deepak Bhai, what if it doesn't come in my memory at all? That which does not come, but he says, when it comes in your memory, then if it is rag and vish, but if it doesn't come in your memory, but then if there is no affectation, that means that account is clear. That which does not come within your inner screen, within your memory, means that file is over. That is, you don't need to dig it up too much and bring it back. Unless there is a very, if it comes spontaneously, you have to do pratikraman. And if there is a desire, then you have to do pratyakhyan. That is the two things. If it comes in your memory, if the mother comes in the memory, if the father comes in the memory, if the grandfather comes in the memory, do the pratikraman. If there is a, because either there is an underlying account of rag or dvesh at a residual level remaining. Thank you very much, Deepak Bhai. Jai Sachidana. Next question. Everything is discharging and we know that we cannot change it, then why should we be concerned about it? No, he didn't. Deepak Bhai did not understand it clearly, so he's asking him to repeat it. Discharge is happening automatically, but so is there, can pratikraman change discharge? What we have charged, can pratikraman change our discharge, the current discharge in front of us? Please explain this discharging process. There are two parts of discharge. One is the wrong belief, and then there is the action of the thought, speech, and action. As long as you have a wrong belief, there is a possibility of repetition of the conduct. And therefore, so the discharging of two parts, there is a subtle wrong belief within the subtle, and there is the external conduct. So with pratikraman, we are changing the wrong belief by resetting it with the right belief, and then ultimately it will come in conduct. And so once the inner belief changes, the wrong belief, the conduct will automatically improve. Supposing you know that it is wrong to smoke. Now you know it's wrong to smoke, but inside you believe that it is nice to smoke, then the smoking will continue. So the smoking continues externally, but the ego believes that it is good to smoke. I enjoy smoking. But later on, once the opinion changes that smoking is really bad for me, now we are shattering the old opinion that smoking was good, and that is the purushart. And so as daily the opinions change, then the external conduct will automatically improve. When 100% of the opinions are shattered, there may be some external conduct still continuing because it is a discharging process, just as if you have turned off a fan with the switch, but the fan still continues to rotate. But then ultimately it will stop. And so this is where we can really change through pratikrama. We can change our underlying old wrong concepts and beliefs and opinions, which were the foundation by which the wrong attitude and wrong opinions and conducts were forming. And so the important thing is to attack it at the base. There are many layers. Even the layers of opinions are also discharging, and also the discharge is everything discharging. However, through the awakened awareness of this knowledge, there is that much extra effect through pratikraman that one can do to the non-self complex that is discharging, so that it can improve even as you are in. There is a sense of improvement, or there is an improvement in the conduct. It may improve in this life, or it will certainly improve in the next life. My understanding. Yes. My understanding is that we are separated from right and wrong in the Jnanvedi into the pure, and that I am not the pure soul, and I am not this body complex. So. And then now we say that because that by which we were charging karma, that was the wrong belief, that has been, we have been completely shattered from it. So now that these opinions that you're talking about, it is that not a discharge anyway? So when you are talking about changing it, and what degree you can really make a change through pratikraman, which is his question. This is again the issue, the eternal question of how is pratikraman helpful to the one who is a mahatma? And to what degree is it helpful? So Deepak Bhai says, when you follow the five agnas, those five agnas are verily that whereby which discharge will be discharged, and it will absolutely move away from all opinions. Five agnas is the highest thing, and there will be no cause. Five agnas is a cause, and the rest is a causeless effect. There is no effect, so you just have to suffer through the effects. Five agnas. But you see, with the pratikraman is specifically needed when there is a very serious error of heavy duty sexuality, heavy duty drinking, heavy duty wrong behavior, heavy duty. But for small, neutral, small, ongoing interactive discharges, you can easily finish them off with five agnas. But when you are entrenched in a very deep spiritual blockade which prevents you from moving further spiritually, because of, say, a serious sexual addiction, a serious greed, or a serious problem with ego insistence, that is when you really need to kind of go into heavy-duty pratikraman mode and samayik mode and melt away these huge knots of tuber. Just great krupa, great grace of yours and Niruma, Deepak Bhai Jai Sachidanand. Deepak Bhai agrees. Next one.
In on
page 410, Aptavani 9, as the Jagruti awareness. So as the awareness increases, those kashayas the fire of which has not completely burnt off, will get burnt off in kshay, absolutely, the fire will be totally doused. In other words, upsham means those kashayas, anger, gripe, deceit and pride. This Deepak Bhai says, we just said that smoking is bad. But there is a deceit and there is a greed. It's a kashay too. I want to drink, to smoke cigarette. There is an underlying kashay that I want to smoke cigarette. But on the basis of awareness, and you can see that smoking is bad, and therefore you're doing pratikraman, and then the mistakes are changing. And so as the mistakes stop happening, So the underlying kashais are the basis by which the mistakes are being perpetuated. And with pratikraman, you are actually washing off the mistakes, and therefore the external layers complete off, and therefore there is a change in the external conduct. Upsham. Upsham kashai means, those kashais means, that means when the awareness is very high, the anger, greed, deceit and pride, they completely shut up. However, when your awareness comes down, then the anger, greed, deceit and pride that are there like a burning log of wood. But you think it's burning, but when it gets stirred up again. When your awareness is very high, then it will feel like your awareness, your enemies within are not there. However, when your awareness goes down, then the anger, deceit, greed and pride will flare up again. And therefore, that is the upsham kashai which will flare up. However, as you arise in your awareness, then when will they completely die? When the awareness comes into the level of experience, then there is no kashai at all. In other words, the clear and the distinct experience of the S capital Self is associated with zero kashai. There is no kashai. Nothing happens to you. No matter what kashais are going around within Siddharth or Nada externally, as a reaction, and there is really no reaction to it. There may be reaction prompting kashais externally, but there is nothing happening within. The inner pond has become absolutely silent. Because this is Akram Vignan, you have received this beautiful S capital Self without annihilating, without destroying the inner kashais of anger, greed, deceit and pride. And therefore, and so when, yes, in other words, but if somebody says, oh, what a beautiful baby, what a beautiful son, then you'll say, immediately you'll forget that you are pure soul and you'll become the mother. So the awareness goes, when the awareness goes down, the inner kashais of rag will come up and vish will come up. And so once when somebody tickles you, your awareness loses. You see, when somebody tempts you into the direction of pleasure, then you should recognize, wait a minute, I got deceived. I am pure soul. I got deceived. That is the deception. That is the delusion. I am pure soul. I got deceived. And I became Siddharth. And so if you keep that awareness, and so in awareness, there is tremendous awareness in satsang. But the moment you move out of the satsang, you will be deceived. You, the I capital, the Y capital will be deceived, and you will become Siddharth, you will become Nada, you will become Kacha. And that is the field stock. That is the field stock that is expressing. But your awareness is 100% is there. She is reading advanced level Aptavani 9, page 409. She says, in Samayik, therefore, Deepak Bhai, Dadashri says, Samayik is the way to look at these instances where even though you think you were quite aware, the kashai is kind of flared up again. The kashai reactions within you flared up. The kashais were always there. But the reactivity of the kashais and the lack of reactivity of kashai is the state of experience. Okay, so if you cannot see it in Samayik, then again, it's also from the reactions to the kashai activity, that reaction to the kashai is being seen by the awakened awareness or jagruti, and that is the separation. So, there is that, yeah, external, yes, it is out of the illusory attractions, discharge happens, and therefore you automatically become Nada, and therefore you get involved in it, and then again you come back and rise separate from within and say, this is happening to Nada. Akram Vignan, the base of Akram Vignan is the awareness. Awareness is the greatest purushartha of Akram Vignan. I am pure soul, and this is my world, and the rest is the non-self world. The kashais will arise in the non-self complex, but if you are aware of the kashais, then you are free. If you, the awareness of the kashais is the most important thing. Number two is to make the Nada do the pratikraman. Number three, to see the pure soul and to reset in the five agnas. Therefore, regardless of whatever kashais may have flared up, whether it was a huge fire or whether there was a small flare up, what does it matter as long as you reset into agna number five agnas? Deepak Bhai, when I'm seeing in Samayik from morning till evening, I'm seeing everything as it is. But it is easier to take a particular knot and then really kind of melt it. He says, I see it, but then I kind of stop seeing it, and then He says, then there's a whole, when I start saying samang, the whole bunch of faults come together. And so, then I lose seeing what I really needed to see. Deepak Bhai says, very easy. Keep a special ledger, a diary. Write down if they come. Open your eyes. He says, you are very fortunate that you can see your faults, because if you can see your faults and mistakes, that is very, very beautiful, because it is through this seeing that you can remain separate. So therefore, you see, he says, when you're serving food, you keep on, if there are a whole bunch of people on the table, do you just keep your serving tray in front of the only one person? Don't you go to the other one? The intellect may show you 25 different faults, but you need to get focused. You are the Prajna Shakti, is focused again the intellect, ego, and therefore the intellect and ego will show you all kinds of stuff, but your Prajna Shakti has got the ability to get absorbed into the Prajna, only the awakened energy, and really kind of focus on that which you need to really destroy within, which is your greed, of your tuber of greed, tuber of insistence, tuber of man, tuber of pride. And so Deepak Bhai says, the ladies have an excellent jagruti awareness in the relative world, so therefore they can make 25 different points at one time, they can open the book, whereas the guy is like a little dummy walking around. He can only see a few things in the relative, and he doesn't know half the things. He doesn't even know what he ate for breakfast this morning. So use this ability as a woman that you have to really go look deeper within spiritually. So, some more conversation going on along these lines. Deepak Bhai says, you are concerned with the washing, are you not? Forget about how many stains there are. Are you not just concerned with the washing of the stains? Just the best method is, open your eyes and make a list of all the various mistakes that you see within Nada, within Priya, within Kachya, and then tackle them turn by turn. And then tackle them turn by turn. So make a list, so that list that you know you can always come back to them. Next one, next question coming up. Now Kruti has written question. He says, how did you maintain, Deepak Bhai, your sincerity even though you had dispassion and you did not like this world at all? How did you remain sincere to this cause, to this Vignan? Because I become insincere, Deepak Bhai, Gnan is very separate. Because this is before Gnan, I used to get really fed up with this world. I was kind of not, but when I met Dada, my Purusha towards the S capital Self began. I want liberation, I want liberation, I want liberation. And Dada encouraged me, and Dada told me, if you talk to Deepak, and if Deepak has made any errors and hurt anyone, then he should do pratikraman. I got such fantastic keys. Dada Shri told me to converse with Deepak. Dada Shri. Then I found out that in this entire world, I am not in anything except I am the pure knower and the seer only. And everything else is the filled junk from past life. And if I see anybody at fault, he is not at all. And then that sentence of Dada Shri came into my mind, the final Siddhantvakya. Siddhantvakya is the ultimate incontrovertible sentence that can never be challenged for the ultimate good, for liberation. And that is that no living being can ever interfere with any other living being. So if somebody seemed to be bothering Deepak, I would immediately revert into this particular sentence and think and go deep into the S capital Self mode and recognize that the other person was absolutely flawless. It was just my own. But he says, Deepak Bhai says that in what you are doing instead is you are watching, is wasting of your time on TV, cinemas, on the pleasant food, etc. And then you just fall asleep and you really miss out this great opportunity to move towards the Self when people bug you, people harass you, difficult files arise in front of you. And so recognize that ultimately the ultimate end result of any illusory attachment is that you are going to get fed up. If you are deeply attracted to your son, a time will come when you will get fed up from him too, because that is the nature of this relative duality. If you love somebody in the relative very deeply, be ready for the other end, which is dvesh and aversion, because that is the nature of the relative. And so why don't you just escape? So why don't you come and escape toward the S capital? Never in any previous lives have you ever moved towards this beautiful S capital self. This is your opportunity. This is the grace of Dada. This is I am pure soul is the most fantastic state. And so this, at least out of 100, move, try twice to move toward this thing. If the slightest uncomfortable situation through mental approach, somebody insults you, or it's physical discomfort, or disease arises in the body, that is your cue, that is your opportunity to quickly move towards the S capital self and immediately start understanding, why did this happen to me? Why? It is clearly my moha, my illusory attraction to this world, to this body, that is now the result. It was in the last life I had loved it so much, I had loved life so much. Look what has happened in this life. And now I need to remain awake, and I need to, this is all nothing but varying levels and varying forms of mistakes only. This, our Vijnan and this five Agnas is extraordinarily phenomenal, and in every situation you can remain in the awareness of this pure soul and rise towards your L capital ultimate U capital liberation, which is called moksha, second stage moksha. And therefore you would tackle every file with Gnan only, see the self in him, and just proceed on the path of the liberation without getting bogged down into the relative world. And this way you are moving from an indistinct experience of the self to the clear and distinct experience of the self, which is called Spashta Vedan. Next one. Pujya Shri Jai Sachidanand. In Hindi. Parvati, her name is Parvati, she has got negative attitude, how can I convert it? Isn't this not an effect? I suffer because of her negativity. Deepakupai answers that if you remain positive at the relative level, your suffering will be less. Because suffering is at the relative level. All suffering of the pleasure and pain, that yes, the external account of past life will unfold. But if you are in the positive, then negativity will not perpetuate it. Negativity will make you suffer more pain. Therefore, if you can move into the positivity, then it will be good for you. What is bhav? Bhav karma. What is bhav karma? It is nothing but I am nada is bhav karma. I am Siddharth is bhav karma, is the charging karma. It is through intent that you are charging karma. Now this intention is not a physical, it is not an inner intention, but it is the moment you say I am Kachya, you are binding karma, you are charging karma, not after the Gnan Vidhi, but those who have not received Gnan.
Thank you.
As we await the next question. Is Anoop here? Anoop is translating this live in English for the Western Mahatmas on the Telesatsang. He's here. Do any Western Mahatmas want to ask questions in English? And now Anoop Bhai will come in. Anoop is the young gentleman who was translating for you in Temescal Park.
How can one know if it is the pure soul, knower and seer, observing, or the middleman witnessing?
What is the difference between the middleman witnessing versus the knower of the pure soul? Okay. Sharina's question. Yes, Sharina, it's here. Sharina, stand up, yes. Okay, this is in follow-up to yesterday's question. What is it?
Should I repeat the question?
Yes, do. Go ahead. Yes, please.
How can one know if the pure soul, if it is the pure soul, knower, seer, that is observing, or if it is the middleman witnessing? What is the difference?
See, after Gnan Vidhi only we can know.
It's only after
without this Gnan ceremony one cannot know who is the knower and seer, who is the witness. They are believing that I am witness, and that is only knower and seer. So they can't distinguish between knower and seer and witness. After Gnan, by Dada's knowledge, or this is spiritual science, in this science you can understand. pure soul is nowhere and seer, and egoism is become weakness for physical body, mind, speech. After Jnana only we can understand, or only, and Dada has explained how pure soul and egoism are separate. Then only one can understand. Otherwise, worldly people cannot understand the difference between witness and knower and seer. You understood?
Yes, I was wondering if there was a different feeling about it.
No, then such feeling, just now, see, now you cannot, you have to just accept this and slowly, slowly practice, then only you can experience.
Okay, thank you.
Anup ne kuch puche kya?
Yes, Anup. Anup is, you see, they're transferring from the west. When we see file 1 in this equanimity, lack of equanimity, then the seeing file number 1, yes. When the file 1 did not remain in equanimity, my making him do pratikraman is equanimity. Whether you have to know whether file 1 remain in equanimity. If he did not, you are the knower of it. And so you remain the knower of the one who was not able to remain in equanimity.
The equanimity would be like a quiet form inside myself.
What?
Like file number one.
What is equanimity?
File number one,
No. Anger, greed, deceit, pride, attachment, abhorrence, lack of those, that is called equanimity.
Anger, pride, greed, or attachment, in the final one, that is called equanimity.
Thank you.
Thank you. She got it. That was Cecilia from Los Angeles. Next one. Deepika says, let and immediately recognize this was not a Western lady.
Yes, that's a question.
Yeah, actually about the family, sometimes we feel like we are in the family, but at a different time, the society has. So, we, when I was in the house, how to understand what's wrong with the enemy. Because at that time, you are quiet, you don't react or do anything. But when it comes back, then you realize that you are not in equanimity at that time.
He says, you lose equanimity. It is difficult to know that whether I remain in equanimity or not, but later on I can find know that I was not equanimous. And Deepak Bhai says, if you just used even an iota of 5 agna, you can recognize that you were in sambhav, equanimity. But he says, it is really, you are so lost in illusion that you think you are in equanimity.
The word interprets attachment. So that is interference like you are in quarantine. If a person is unconscious, then that person is in bed, but that is not really in quarantine at all.
In other words, the illusion may make you feel like you are in equanimity, but you see, even a gnani looks very still and a sleeping man looks very still. What is the difference? So five agnas must be applied in every situation and circumstance. That is called awareness. The otherwise it is called Visham Bhav or Kashai Bhav. A very subtle new point discussed here, we'll discuss. Okay. All right, now, next one.
Yes, I have another question.
Yes.
Yeah, this has come to tell all the things that give credit to the soul, the five agnas, that what are all the things that give us credit to the pure soul?
How can we accumulate accounts, credits in Agna 5 when you remain in the four other Agnas to read the books of Dada Shri, Pratyaksh Satsang, Live Satsang, Samayik, Blue Book Reading, etc.?
Penance will be part of that too.
What is penance here? What is the role of Agna? Agna verily is the penance. Agna verily is the religion. It is a very major portion on this path of Akram Vignan. Penance. Which says we are doing very little penance and therefore nothing is getting credited in the account of the pure soul. The greatest thing is to keep the awareness. It is the awareness that makes you go into the penance mode. No matter how much somebody is tormenting you through anger, greed, deceit and pride, if you do not become nada or Siddharth, you are in the mode of penance.
And when you are in the five agnas and you are aware, whatever awareness itself requires you to have penance. So as you have the awareness, it itself is penance.
The awareness is the penance. So this is a very big thing. By being in the Agna, the penance will arise. And from your darshan, from the awakened understanding, you will go into the awakened experience. Yes, very good. Slowly we'll have to get them used to it. Is it not, says Deepak Bhai, he smiles. Slowly we are training the baby to ask questions on the telesatsang. Okay, next one.
Yes, anybody else, please go ahead.
Okay, sorry.
Deepak Bhai,
question. Yes,
please go ahead.
Okay, there's a lot. And something to do with confusion in the past. Broad magazine or
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion in the Mahatma's living. The time coming is not really good. How should somebody in Jnana address this issue? Some people say you should move to India, some people say, you know, you should move all your money there or wherever.
They listened to yesterday's satsang.
Would you guide Could you guide my thoughts or my intellect as to what would the right thing to do? What would be the right thing to do?
This is not a good time. A lot of people are confused. The messages coming from here are a little mixed. Will you please guide us in terms of what should we do? Should we leave America? Obviously, the question is from somebody who is an Indian in America or UK. Should we transfer all our assets here to India? And so, what, please guide us. Deepak Bhai says five agnas. Just see what happens. He didn't want to go get too committed here. See what happens. See, just remain in the five agnas. See what is happening. And continue to see what is happening. Continue to see what is happening. And act according to the prompts of Vyavasthit. He says, but you see, see where the evidences will take you. You know, there may be a fire in California, but you are in Chicago. So what difference does it make? Follow the guidelines. Follow the. In the relative language, India is currently the safest place in the world. If you come here and you bring your money here, you'll be fine. I says by relative viewpoint, I have to say it. But really, from the perspective of total liberation, remain as the S capital and continue to see what the prompts of the Vyavasthit are. See what the Vyavasthit forms and be free from suffering. And don't be worried about it. Just say, Dada, I surrender everything to you. I do not want anything except moksha only, liberation only. The relative is at a relative level. Deepak, this is once I had a dream of Dada Shri. I had a dream of Dada. Dada says that 2022, what is going to happen? I know. So tell the Mahatmas that they should remain as a self, as capital, no matter what happens. Do not believe that it is happening to me, small me. And then just also tell that no Mahatmas of mine shall suffer in anywhere in the world. No, in this terrible calamities that are to come. So this is the greatest message of Dada Shri. Dada Shri came in my dream, says Deepak Bhai. And it's by 2022.
Can you remember okay? Yes. Okay. They said to Shinani Bhakti.
Yes.
Jeff asking question.
I have a question of a sentence that I repeat out of Charanvidhi regularly. Sometimes that causes confusion for Jeff. It is where we're saying to be totally indifferent to all that is of the non-self, yet at the same time we are settling files in the world for which we must have a lot of attention, a lot of interest and focus for things to come about. And sometimes those two seem to conflict a little bit. Could you help me understand that better?
Yes, because I'm using a sentence full of truth in all the confusing
Jeff is getting confused by one sentence, that everything that is of the non-self, I am indifferent to it, but I still have to attend to the worldly situations. So how do I deal with it? Because I have to pay attention to the worldly situations, and yet I am indifferent to that which is of the non-self. That's such a sentence in the Charanvidhi. The Bhagavad says that it is in the intent, in the action it may. Yes, it is our intent only. Whatever happens to Jeff or Nada, whatever happens, I do not want to. That is, he is the intent, the one with the intent is reciting this. However, there is a separation between bhava, the intent, and that which is unfolding as actions and thoughts, speech and actions. It is, so through the intent, there is a very subtle intent that you are changing. This is, that is a very beautiful, subtle vidhi only. There is no connection between the cause and the effect here. Is that the cause of tap? It says, to remain disinterested in that which is interesting is the penance. To remain disinterested in that which is interesting is the penance. Okay, Deepak Bhai says, Jai Sachidanand. Let us do a nice vidhi now. Let's do a nice vidhi. Those who are here, sitting here, are going to sing Dada Bhagwan. The people on the telephone. Kaya. Here we say Dada Bhagwan. Man, Vachan, Kaya. I surrender my mind, speech, and all illusions related to my name. Charge karma. Subtle discharge karma. Gross discharge karma. O Dada Bhagwan, I surrender them unto your special feet, divine feet, samarpan karuchu. Now we have to sing Dada Bhagwan. Say Dada Bhagwan.
Jai Jai Karmo Dada Bhagwan Na Asim. 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 Jai Jai Karmo Dada Bhagwan Na
Jai Sachidanand. To everyone, Jai Sachidanand, raise your hands when you look.
Jai Sachidanand.
Jai Sachidanand, raise your hands.
Jai Sachidanand. Jai Sachidanand.